Hi, good morning, and welcome to today's boost. I figured that I'm going to share a few of my favorite Rumi quotes. And if you don't know Rumi, he was a Persian poet. He, I guess, a Sufi mystic. He lived in the 13th century. And I'm pretty sure each and every one of you heard some Rumi quotes at some point. Rumi is seen as a great spiritual master, a poet. His work influenced and inspired many, many, many artists, and his wise words kept many sane up to today. So Rumi was a jurist and a religion teacher until the age of 37 when he met a wandering dervish named Shams, and he soon became Rumi's spiritual mentor and an intimate friend and eventually changed the course of Rumi's life. So their friendship lasted for 3 years until Shams mysteriously disappeared. And if you're a follower of Deepak Chopra, he'll mention Rumi and Shams every once in a while. It's rumored that one of Rumi's sons murdered Shams because he was jealous of their close relationship. And Rumi was devastated by the loss of his beloved friend, but used his pain and inspiration for writing poems where Shams is mentioned with great reverence. So Rumi's poetry is a series of mystical experiences, a reflection on nature's beauty, a song, a dance, an idea, a feeling, anything that makes us human, everything we're able to see with our eyes open or shut. So I have some Rumi love quotes. I'm going to share them this next week on today's boost. And it just proves how spiritual and intense his poems are. So Rumi's work continues to resonate today. His tomb draws dervish followers and heads of state each year for a ceremony that marks the anniversary of his death. His birthday is actually September 30th. So he's among the poets that show us the importance of everyday experience, be it good or bad. So, like I said, over the course of the next few days, maybe even weeks, I'm going to share some of Rumi's poems. And they're individual, so I will share what they mean to me, but obviously reflect on them if you want to. So the first one, here we go. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that have built against it. So yeah, I think we do create barriers when we're hurt because we don't want to feel pain or hurt again. So if you think back to maybe your first love that you may have lost, or maybe you're still in love with your first love, I don't know. But so say somebody hurt you along the way, obviously. We all know what I'm talking about when we talk about barriers. You build up a wall. So find the barrier that's within yourself and kind of reflect on it and just be okay with the fact that you felt pain. That just makes you human. You felt pain, but you felt pain because you felt love. So I am a true believer that love is really the healer of everything. And if people could just find more love and compassion and knock down those barriers that are within us, this planet would be such a better place. So surround yourself with people who understand and help. And we'll build each other up and get through all of this. It's not new. Yeah, right now it's new to us. There's fires burning. There's hurricanes coming. There's an election coming. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of indifference. But now's the time to find what those barriers are and knock them down, and then the love will be there.